so. You have a good plan to do something for God. You step out in faith, and then it all goes awry. How do you feel? How do you react? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. Sometimes life throws ugly things at us. It just does. And when that happens, we're left wondering, what's God up to here? I mean, I love him, I trust him, I've stepped out into what I thought he wanted me to do, and still the whole thing is causing me so much grief. Why are these people coming against me? Why isn't this thing turning out the way that I thought it would? Ever felt that? Sure you have. Perhaps you're even in that place right at this moment. It is so incredibly frustrating when the good things that we're trying to do don't end up turning out the way we thought they should. I've had it happen time and time again. Things turn out in an odd kind of way, with an unexpected twist. Maybe my plans for success didn't quite happen. You know, that onwards and upwards kind of idea that we have in our heads. And yet, in those times, God has done some amazing works in my heart, or I've learned something new, or he's stepped in at the 11th hour and done something amazing. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we know that in everything, God works for the good of those who love him. These are the people whom God chose because that was his plan. The thing I'm finally getting through my thick skull, I think, is that God's thoughts are different to ours. His ways are different to ours. And the things he ends up doing, even though they sometimes don't look so good from where we sit, are much better than anything that you and I could have dreamed up. How about you? That's God's word, fresh for you today. Now, God's thoughts aren't our thoughts. His ways aren't our ways. And the best way to get in tune with what God's doing is to become a man or a woman of God's word. That's why I love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a scripture verse and some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.